Becoming American is never easy, and there are degrees of adjustment that immigrants must make. Commentator Vincent Shaw, now a college freshman, moved from Taiwan to Los Angeles when he was 8. He says he now feels as alienated from Southern California's growing Asian community as he once felt from his American-born neighbors.
When I was in third grade, learning English was the only thing I cared about. Every joke my classmates played on me reminded me that I was not in Taiwan, that I could no longer be Chinese. By the time I reached high school, people automatically assumed that I was born here, that I was an American. But one summer day, I realized the price I had paid for my seemingly perfect adjustment. I was going out to eat with a friend when we ran into two groups of Asians yelling at each other in the parking lot. It was the American-born Chinese, or ABCs, against the recently immigrated Asians, the fresh-off-the-boats or FOBs. The ABCs, dressed in their designer labels, circle around the FOBs with their brightly colored clothes and bleached blonde hair. Alarmed, my friend and I rushed to back up the ABCs. In all the chaos, one of the FOBs yelled, "Why are you doing this? We are all Chinese. We shouldn't be fighting." There was silence for a few moments. I remember how hard I had tried to become American. All the ridicule, all the pain that I endured. Now these FOBs were asking me why I hate them? They have no idea what I went through. In the 9 years I've been here, the Chinese community has grown so much in my neighborhood. No longer are Asians a minority. The FOBs can remain Chinese and don't even have to speak a word of English. I never had that luxury. I shouted back at the FOBs, "No, we are not Chinese. I am American, and damn you for not having to be one." The next thing I knew, my fist was on this really tall guy's jaw. Then, someone hit me in the stomach. My knees went weak and I fell to the ground. Speechless, we scattered one by one. When I got home, I lay in my room and I thought of the boy I used to be. I could picture him so clearly. Freshly immigrated from Taiwan, the boy has a bowl-style haircut from home, mid-calf socks and three-button shirt that other kids tease him about. His classmates ridicule him for things he does not understand, while teachers look the other way. With a sick feeling, I realized I had become the person I hated most, an intolerant American. That night at dinner, I noticed the Chinese characters on the plates. I could not read them. Out of nowhere, I told my mother, "I'm going to take Chinese classes next summer." A year has gone by since that day, and two classes have not made up for half a lifetime of neglect. I can only read and write simple sentences, and other Chinese people still view me as a Weiguolin, a foreigner. After all these years of trying, I realized I will always be considered foreign by someone in this great land called America.
Vincent Shaw writes for LA Youth, a newspaper produced by teenagers in Los Angeles.